like Total Recall thing or like Recall. It's same exact thing that he did last year. Recall. Is that part of it?
No. Last year he was doing
he did a commercial.
Last year.
This year was not a car. It's a game.
Last year was a mobile game. This year is not a mobile game.
Mm. What was it?
It was the Samsung OLED 4K TV.
Oh.
And they actually ran that one twice during the Super Bowl. This is, I think, a $15,000 television.
No.
That he's promoting.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's like, that was one that I thought failed because there was all of this weird, like, imagery stuff going on, and then they show you a TV at the end of it. And it's like, what? Okay, I don't know what that is.
All right, so what's the score right now?
1.5 to 1. All right, look, I'll knock off the 0.5. It's 1 to 1.
No, I got 2. I got Wiener Dogs, and I got Mountain Dew. 2.
No, that was a warm-up round.
Are you kidding?
I said at the start that was a warm-up round because
right,
everybody knows what that is.
Seal.
They were doing Kiss from a Rose, and they were doing Kiss from a... There were all kinds of people singing Kiss from a Rose, and I could not even begin to tell you what they were promoting.
They're promoting the Super Bowl. They're promoting the NFL Super Bowl babies.
Oh, that's right.
The song of I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah.
Or the Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah. No, it was Kiss from a Rose.
It was super cute because they were showing, you know, basically if your team won, you were a Super Bowl baby because you had sex that night.
Yeah.
It was exciting. You were drunk. So they showed, you know, 1979 Packers. Like, I think it was 85 San Fran. I liked it.
Did you notice not a single Patriots baby in there?
Yeah. You know what was in there from last year? All the newborns from Seattle that were sad babies.
Yeah.
No Patriots babies.
Yeah. You know why there's no Patriots babies? Because New England fans have too much class to go in for that stuff.
All right.
That's why. This is Scott Baio.
He do a car?
No.
Mm.
That was the actual line. This is Scott Baio.
I have no idea.
That was Avocados from Mexico. That was the aliens walking around through the museum of, I guess, American pop culture or whatever.
I actually didn't even see that
one. And they had, how could you miss that? That was like, that was one of the first or second commercial break.
He's probably getting food at that point. But I was probably making...
He doesn't say walk. Anything. They just walk by a display and they're like, this is Scott Baio.
I like the Haas Avocado one last year, the one from Mexico, where it was all different ones from countries, all animals.
Yes.
And the avocado.
But this one was cute, too. It was kind of funny.
All right. Beavers.
That would be the halftime show. I can't make that joke on the air. I can't make that joke again. Beavers. I don't even remember seeing beavers. There were beavers?
There were singing beavers.
Oh, no. Was that... You're not talking about the marmot ad, are you?
Yes.
That's not a beaver. That's a marmot. And that is an actual... It's a cousin of the beaver. Yeah.
It's a beaver.
Yeah, but that was the marmot outdoor wear. Like tents and camping gear and all that sort of stuff.
It looked like a beaver, but it's family.
Yeah, it does.
So you got that one.
It looks like a beaver. Okay, here's an easy one. Helen Mirren.
Bud.
Yes.
Saying don't drink and drive.
Yes.
Be responsible and don't be an ass.
And it's good that you remember that because it didn't really come off as a Bud commercial other than the fact that they're trying to convince us that Helen Mirren drinks Bud.
Right.
Helen Mirren does not...
That proper English lady.
Helen Mirren does not drink Budweiser.
She, as I do, understands that is what you drink when you need water.
No, she is a Watney's Red Barrel girl, if ever there was
one.
Yes.
All right. George and Wheezy.
That was Jeff Goldblum on the piano for Apartments.com.
Yes.
Moving on up.
Which I loved. I thought that was great.
The George and Wheezy
were
George Washington and Lil Wheezy. Yeah. Which was like, oh,
well,
that's a nice little...
It was so confusing and, you know, not really understanding Jeff Goldblum. He's on the piano singing and then it pulls up and you're like... Awesome. Great commercial.
Okay, how many rounds into this are we?
think we're plus a warm-up, so five.
Okay. Now we'll do a couple more. We got some time here. Steve Harvey, I expect you to get this one.
T-Mobile.
I'll give you T-Mobile for that. It was actually Sprint. But you're close enough. You're totally in the wheelhouse on that.
I knew it was about communication, yeah. So there you go. All right. Let's go with Willem Dafoe.
Dressed up as Marilyn Monroe Snickers commercial.
Yes, he is hangry.
I was watching that, and the first thing I thought was, oh my God, they've made a Caitlyn Jenner movie starring Willem Dafoe.
What is funnier,
that was
though,
the first
than
thing
Willem
I thought.
Dafoe in a dress underneath, you know, a great width. Wind going up.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And by the way,
he's just one of those characters that can pull it off.
If they make a Caitlyn Jenner movie, it needs to star Willem Dafoe. It's that simple. All right. Let me give you a hard one. Kung Fu Panda.
I remember seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That was an ad for Wix.com, the site that lets you build your own website.
Really?
And for my money, the worst commercial of the entire Super Bowl. Because you remember Kung Fu Panda. You remember seeing it. Do you remember anything at all about what it was advertising? Other than you see it and you're like, oh, Kung Fu Panda ad. Because
mm-hmm.
Kung Fu Panda 3 is coming out. I hope Kung Fu Panda and DreamWorks gave Wix.com a pile of money for that spot. Because I think they got more out of it than Wix did.
I'm sure if you go to Wix.com, the entire border outline will be Kung Fu Panda.
So. And let me see if you get, we'll give you a bonus on this one, if you can get this one. Fly to Gotham.
Batman.
That's where he lives.
Was that the commercial Batman in Ant-Man?
No. That was, I think that was
the
a
Hulk?
Coke. That was a Coke ad with Ant-Man
Hulk
and the Hulk.
And Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They had Fly to Gotham and they had Fly to Metropolis.
Is it a... Turkish Airlines?
Oh, see, you finally got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was...
Ben Affleck.
That was another one that I was like, what is this commercial really about? You know, it was like Turkish Airlines.
Ben Affleck in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about James Harden?
James, who is James Harden?
Plays in the NBA. All right. Here's another clue.
James Harden.
Pre-order.
James Harden. I got no idea.
The new Quesalupa, but you actually didn't know what it was.
Oh.
It was the new product coming out from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Which,
if you'd said George Takei, I would have got that one.
There you go.
Because that was...
And apparently you could go online and pre-order 2 days out. Yeah,
that's right, because James Harden was in that, and there were a bunch of people in that. And yeah, who's pre-ordering their lunch? I don't know.
Especially from Taco Bell.
Dan Marino.
That was... Oh, my God. With Jason Schwartz and Missy Elliott and Alec Baldwin, Amazon, The Echo.
Yes. And they actually did, number one...
They did two commercials.
Yes, they did a follow-up mm-hmm. that aired on Monday that was just Jason Schwartz and Alec Baldwin. And Alec Baldwin is...
He's all hungover.
Yeah, he's passed out in bed.
Shocking situation. It's I never suspect that.
It's like, Echo, what happened last night? It starts either. He's like, shut it off. And I totally want that buffet, by the way. That giant, like, room full of food that he had, that was a great ad.
Shaped as a stadium.
That was
awesome.
Yeah, that was...
And then they did the other one that had Missy Elliott in it and Dan Marino. That was the party one.
Yeah. That was one of the more entertaining and, in my eyes, memorable ads of the night. What else? I think that was all the ones that I pulled out. Wait, let me check. Here's one. Bowels go to a football game.
There were so many poop ads, should you say. Was that the one for opiate-induced constipation?
That's what it treats.
Zerel? Mm. It's Starts with a B? Starts with a Z?
It's, no. But the pronunciation does.
What is it?
This one's actually called Xifaxan.
Oh, okay.
And it treats irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea.
That wasn't the Envy one, was it?
No. That was that.
Where the man just looks so sad that everybody can go to the bathroom.
No, that was the animated bowels, like sitting in the stands and like trying to high five people and like then running to go to the bathroom in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are we supposed to remember the name of this product? How do you even remember the name of this product?
So what we got from Super Bowl commercials, we have to buy, you know, $100,000 cars, $15,000 TVs. We apparently need to stop taking opiates to go to the bathroom and have a puppy monkey baby.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And out of...
understanding what the masses of Americans need in their lives.
I think we just quizzed each other on 10 commercials each. Mm-hmm. So out of 20 commercials, we each remembered 3.
More than that.
We remembered 3 on the brands. We remembered
and the actual product.
The actual product, we each remembered 3 out of 20 commercials. That tells me that people are wasting a lot of money on this thing. And if you're going to go out and you're going to buy that time, do something with it. Make a memorable ad that puts your brand front and center. Don't run Kung Fu Panda clips and then think that I'm going to remember Wix.com because you remember Kung Fu Panda. And I knew that Christopher Walken was selling a car. I just didn't know what kind of car it was. 617-627-3800 is the telephone number. It is The Big Picture on WMFO Medford. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, because if we stay here until 10, we're going to get yelled at. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, On the Town with Mikey D, everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Can I tell you, I was in a meeting today in the office, and... We'd been in this meeting for like an hour and a half, so we took a 5-minute break for lunch. We had some people on the phone. So one of the other account managers looks at me and he's like, you know, just set up that we're going to take a break. And I'm like, all right, we're going to take a 5-minute break. When we come back, and I started outlining other parts of the agenda. I actually said, we're going to take a break when we come back. And I was like, oh my God, I heard the phone number came into my head. I almost said 617-627-3800. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I cannot believe I just did that.
Well, any of our listeners or anybody from Derek's office, if they want to give us a call, again, it's 617-627-3800.
It's just force of habit for me at this point, and that's a bad thing. We'll be back in just a few talking about Hillary Clinton. Her supporters have got some young women a little upset with what they're saying. You might be going to hell, young ladies. We'll tell you if you are right after this here on WMFO.
Hello, this is James Earl Jones for Social Security, welcoming you to Genius on the Black Side. Time was when black singers, composers, and musicians had to struggle in the backwaters. Now, in the concert halls, on Broadway stages, and on Hollywood sets, they're right up there, front and center. And right up front, I'd like to invite you to listen to a genuine example of genius on the black side. Returning to our program today is the innovative, exciting Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, in its 9th year of existence, the group has accumulated 6 hit albums, of which 4 were super hits, or what they call in the music world, double platinum. Their music has a quality that not only entertains, but seems to uplift the spirit of its audiences. We'll listen to an example of their joyful sound in just a moment. But first, I have this message for you from Social Security. If you have a child who's blind or disabled, here's some important information from Social Security. Your child may be able to get supplemental security income payments depending on the family's income and resources. SSI payments are made to needy people 65 or older, or blind, or disabled. Because most disabled children need special care and attention, you probably have expenses that other parents don't have. SSI payments can be a big help if you're faced with this problem. So if you think your child may be eligible for these monthly checks, the best thing to do is get in touch with any Social Security office as soon as possible. Someone there will be able to give you more information and help you with an application on behalf of your child. All Social Security offices are listed in the phone book under Social Security Administration. Here with their latest hit, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and September. It's time to go. And once again, it's time to remind you that you must apply for Social Security benefits. They do not come automatically. If you have any questions, just visit or call any Social Security office. They'll be glad to help you. Until next time, when we pay tribute to another genius on the black side, this is James Earl Jones saying so long.
For the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips: only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. He's Derek Gary, and I'm Lisa Nichols, here with you every Wednesday night. And as always, we want you to be a part of the show, and you can do that by giving us a call at 617-627-3800. Now, in yesterday's primary, Hillary Clinton may have realized that she might not be that popular with young women. Bernie Sanders actually won in every demographic, I think, except women over the age of 65 and anybody that had a pulse. I don't know.
The demographics that Hillary Clinton won.
I think it was people that earned over $200,000.
Yeah, this is a funny thing. She polled evenly among voters aged 45 to 64 with Bernie Sanders. She won the support of voters over 65, and she won voters who earn over $200,000 a year. I will point out that over $200,000 a year and over 65, that's the Fox News demographic.
Right.
That's who watches Fox News. Mm-hmm. So that's who Hillary's got right now.
Well, there was some controversy that happened over the weekend. May have heard some comments that came from Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem. Now, as we know, they are, you could almost call them feminist icons. Who was it? Madeleine Albright was actually speaking at a Hillary Clinton rally where she came out and started talking to the group, ended her speech with, you know, we should be supporting women, somebody like Hillary Clinton. Do you have the exact quote?
But I don't have all of it, just the incendiary line.
Which was,
there's a special place in hell for women who don't support each other. No, let me say this with the correct line reading. There's a special place in hell for women who don't support each other.
Wait, what?
Hell.
That's an interesting take on it.
That is.
Do you think Ms. Albright would give the same support to any of the Republican people that were women that were running for either senator or governor? How about Carla Fiorina? Do you think she got that support?
Is there a special place in hell for women who voted for Carly Fiorina?
Bernie Sanders.
Secretary Albright?
And Carly Fiorina, which isn't happening because she dropped out. Do you think Madeleine Albright would come out and say that? Even gets better. That support for Hillary Clinton even went into the Bill Maher show, who you have your own judgment on him.
He's a big Hillary fan, by the way.
Yeah.
He adores Hillary Clinton and is completely in the tank for her and said as much in The Hollywood Reporter.
Now, Gloria Steinem is in an interview with him talking about generationally how things have changed for voting. Again, not the exact quote, but it was around the wording of the girls always want to know where the boys are.
Yeah. When you're young, you're thinking, where are the boys? The boys are with Bernie.
Now, if you want to dissect that, as I did, I took that as, well, women don't really care about, young women don't care about politics. They just want to go where the guys are because it's cool.
Right. You want to go get some of that hot peen.
I'm stupid. And don't know anything about politics, and I'm only going to support Bernie Sanders because I need the D.
Yeah.
Because we all need the D.
Looking for the D, you want to go hang out at the Bernie rally.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with free college tuition or income equality or a higher minimum wage or any of that. Young ladies like the B because they're looking for the D.
What was so great was Bill Maher's response that was just, oh. And she's like, no. He's like, if I had said that, and it's true.
Yeah.
If anybody else,
they'd rip him to pieces.
It would be all over mainstream media.
Yeah.
But because they're feminists, they can say this. So, of course, everybody took to social media, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was on Facebook, and ripped this apart. Big question is now, is this costing Hillary Clinton votes? I don't think you can blame either of these women. I think it is established right now that Hillary Clinton is an awful candidate. If people are still supporting her after Benghazi, which apparently. People don't care about if we're still supporting her after the emails. Still, people don't care. What we are seeing now and going into New Hampshire, how sad her numbers are. She is a bad candidate.
As I brought up last week when we were talking about the Iowa results, Hillary Clinton has had 8 years, 8 years to find voters, build coalitions, get the ground game together.
Do all these database research projects that she talks about.
Do everything.
Understands her voting.
And there was that whole coy phase where she's like, well, maybe I'm not running for president, when everybody knew that she was.
This was a complete setup for this year.
She inherited the Barack Obama president-making machine. Bernie Sanders, in 9 months, came within 0.3% of beating her in Iowa. With no national name recognition, no national machine, 0.3% in Iowa, and what was it? A 20-30 point lead, beat her by 22 points.
60-38.
Yeah, so 22 points in New Hampshire. That's a crushing double digit loss. 22 points in 9 months. Now, New Hampshire has a higher recognition of Bernie Sanders. It was probably going to break for him anyway.
We understood that he was going to take it, but it brought me so much joy to see that giant difference in voting.
So you're a woman, mm-hmm. right? Are you going to just vote for a woman because she's a woman? Because, you know, you have a vag, I have a vag, therefore our vag sisterhood dictates that I must vote for you?
Flower.
Yeah. Is that
no,
it?
No, that is completely...
But she's a woman, Lisa. She's a woman.
It hurts me so bad that there are people as ignorant as that have such high names in recognition that come out and that garbage comes out of their mouth and it goes to the masses.
Yeah, I don't know that intelligent Madeleine Albright always belong in the same sentence together.
But the thing is, not everybody was watching the Bill Maher show.
Right.
It just happened that it got picked up and it was,
you know, listen,
a firestorm.
I'll give Gloria Steinem a pass on it. Gloria Steinem's 81 years old. She's out of touch. She's doing a talk show. She's trying to be entertaining. Fine. You know, if your view of young women, Gloria Steinem, is that they are motivated solely by their hormones and don't care about any of the issues at stake that might impact them, then you're just demonstrating how out of touch you are.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a college campus, talk to some young women, get educated, come back, you'll be fine. Madeleine Albright.
Who is a pillar for, you know, the feminist movement. I mean, we're talking about the first woman Secretary of State in the Clinton era. She has such big connections with the Clinton family. Then you tell all of her supporters that you're going to hell, or any other woman across the country, that you're going to hell if you don't support another woman. I mean, what is this? The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants? This is not a movie.
And Hillary sits there and laughs at that, by the way. Hillary thought that was hilarious.
She just put a young woman's mind into this small box and made it so small that we don't think on our own. And there is a large demographic that doesn't, but there is also a large demographic of women that are learning on their own.
But Hillary Clinton and other establishment candidates are counting on you not thinking on your own. That is their whole modus operandi. I've been talking about this for years.
You majority see that in the Democrats.
I've been complaining about this with Barack Obama. I complained about this to an extent with George Bush, certainly with where Dick Cheney was concerned, where you have these elites who think, I am the only one that knows what's right for the American people. All of the rest of you are beneath me. All the rest of you don't think for yourselves. All the rest of you don't think anything through. You are dumb sheep. And as dumb sheep, you must listen to me when I tell you what to do. So when Madeleine Albright comes out and says, there's a special place in hell for women who don't support women, she's basically saying, come on, female sheep, herd up with the other female sheep, and let's put Hillary in the White House.
But who is the perfect voter for a Democrat? Somebody that doesn't think.
Not necessarily. No, I think the perfect voter for Ted Cruz is somebody who doesn't think, but...
Absolutely not. Don't even go...
Your Ted Cruz support frightens and disturbs me. It really
does.
Don't
even go there. I mean, somebody... Yeah, I'm not going to touch that because we are going to be completely sidelined. But this is a perfect example of, on paper, it looks great. You have Madeleine Albright, the first Secretary of State, coming out supporting you, and then you hear that garbage.
Yeah.
It's a head scratcher.
Well, what she's saying is, come on, women, get in line. That's it. All you sheep, queue up. Come on, women, get in line. Because you're women. And you do what, and this is what women think. And this is what women believe. And if I say this, all the women will do what I ask.
And I don't know if she is living in this warped sense of reality that we're all feminists and we're charging the fight. We're going to join with Hillary. It's the only way we're going to get a first female president in Washington.
Somebody came out today in a column, I forget.
God forbid, be it based on experience or on, you know.
I forget who it was. It was somebody else who was supporting Hillary Clinton and was basically saying, you know, you young women just don't get it. You don't understand the battles that Hillary fought and that Madeleine Albright fought so that you could have everything that you enjoy today.
Mm-hmm.
And was also...
Just like her election in New York basically was handed to her.
And was also making the point that women over 65 are still worried about their reproductive rights being taken away. Women over 65 do not need to worry about their reproductive rights for biological reasons. Mm-hmm. Okay? Roe v. Wade could get overturned tomorrow. No one over the age of 65 will be affected by that. That is a young woman's issue. And young women, it turns out, are more interested in what Bernie has to say than what Hillary has to say. Why is that? What is it about Bernie that's appealing? Well, Bernie represents something other than what we've had for the last 8 years. Which is the politics of divisiveness, setting one group against another group. I'm the only one who's worthy to make these decisions. I'm the only one who's smart enough to understand what's going on. I don't have to be accountable to you because you're not worthy of knowing what I know, and you wouldn't understand anyway, which is basically their way of hiding all the dirty stuff that goes on in the corner. So, lack of transparency, divisiveness, elitism, pandering, everything that we've seen out of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton takes to an even higher level.
No, and absolutely. If we're talking about a voter, or what Hillary Clinton wants as a voter, that dumb person, a non-thinker, this proves, because as we've talked on the show, I believe you need to be stupid to support Hillary Clinton. And I'm sorry if I offend anybody in that. A smart voter is going to Bernie Sanders because they understand the candidate that Hillary Clinton is. Not based on her sex, not based on her experience, based on her as a whole package, what she represents.
But she's fighting for you.
But is she?
Well, that's what you keep saying. She's fighting for you.
Because what,
Lisa, she's fighting for you.
We get a few 5-second sound clips that she maybe brings up, Planned Parenthood, abortion, pro-choice, there's no substance to it. A young woman right now really cares about getting out of college and not having burdening debt.
Right.
And who's speaking to that?
Bernie Sanders.
Am I saying that young women completely have disregard for the right of their bodies? No. But Bernie Sanders is also talking about that.
He's not talking about it to the extent that Hillary Clinton is. I mean, that's not... And there's another thing
But it almost from her comes disingenuous.
There's another thing that happens in this. And I have seen this among... more so among Democrats who I know than among Republicans who I know, which is when Hillary Clinton comes out or Catherine Clark comes out or Elizabeth Warren comes out and they start saying women's issues, women's issues, women's issues. I'm here for women's issues. You got all these men that sit there and they're like, what about everything else that's going on?
Mm-hmm. But for the majority, this is a woman politician's manual 101. How am I going to get the women vote?
But that's...
I'm a woman. It's more natural to come from me than a man.
That's been the playbook. The problem is the playbook is no longer working. And Hillary Clinton's
election is a perfect example of that. Everything is completely turned sideways.
Well, I don't know that it's turned sideways. What's happened?
How campaigns are being run, where numbers are going to certain candidates. Absolutely.
But the basic mechanics of it are exactly the same. What's different this time around is you have a candidate on the right in Donald Trump and a candidate on the left in Bernie Sanders who represent a radically different vision of what the presidency and what the United States government can be. And at Donald Trump, it's isolationist and tough, and we're going to make America great again, and we're going to make America great again by kicking out all the immigrants and giving tax cuts to everybody, and everybody's going to have jobs and climate change be damned.
He's going to be the best jobs president, as we found out yesterday.
And then you got Bernie Sanders on the other side saying, I'm going to tax the hell out of rich people like Donald Trump. I'm going to take that money. I'm going to give everybody health care, and I'm going to give everyone a free college education. These are radical concepts. Everybody else is standing around being like, well, those ideas will never work. You'll never get that through Washington. Mm-hmm. As soon as somebody says, don't vote for that guy, they're unelectable, which is what Hillary Clinton was saying for a while, that's code words for vote for Hillary Clinton.
Pay attention to me. Look at me.
Every time Hillary Clinton uses the word pragmatic, that's coded language. That's Hillary Clinton saying, Bernie's crazy. None of that will ever get done. Vote for me. The problem is Hillary doesn't represent any kind of change at all. Hillary Clinton is, as I've said several times, Barack Obama with more war. She is a hawkish Barack Obama.
Slightly smaller pantsuit.
So if you like what the last 8 years were, and you absolutely think America should be projecting military might into more parts of the world, Hillary's your candidate. She will give you that. That's what she stands for.
If you're completely happy of where our country is going, that more people are out of work because they don't want to go to work because it's easier, vote for Hillary Clinton.
She is still the Charlie Manson of presidential candidates.
Do you know how many times I use that and people think I am the
she's
devil?
She's got an eerie hold on women like of a certain age.
Yeah.
Like all the women who would have been into Charlie Manson back in the 60s, in the 70s, mm-hmm, are now into Hillary Clinton. Because she polls great over 67, over $200,000 a year. Or over 65, over $200,000 a year. Those were the kind of women that like Charlie Manson.
Charles Manson of politicians.
Yes, that is Hillary Clinton. I don't understand. You know who else she's got the support of? The Koreans.
Is that
cannot get enough. The North Koreans.
Is
they
that
going to
make
Northern
Korean relations better?
I think it might. So you're not, well, I mean, you're not voting for a Democrat anyway.
See, that's a problem.
But
I come from this, exactly. I come from this leaning right.
Yeah.
I am.
So do the Democrats now, by the way.
A proclaimed Republican.
Like Bernie Clinton is an actual leftist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to see the reaction to him because we haven't had an actual honest to God leftist candidate in this country. And I couldn't tell you how long. You may have to go back to Barry Goldwater to find. No, it's not even Gold. Not even. I can't think of somebody who is as far to the left. A lot of people like to make the argument, well, Barack Obama's a socialist. No, Barack Obama is as centrist as they come.
No, as a young woman voter, I can look at the story and laugh at it because I am on the other side. If I was a Bernie Sanders supporter and I was on the left, I would be completely offended by it. I'm not offended because it doesn't affect me, but hearing these two big names in our history of women coming out and saying, you are stupid for following Bernie Sanders, because I understand the only sole reason you're doing that is because you want to follow the boys. You want the D.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing to do. Everybody jump on the Bernie Sanders train. Or, on the other side, you're only supporting Bernie Sanders, or if you are, you're going to hell.
Yeah. Albright isn't even bringing
you
up.
You are the bottom of the earth because you are a woman that is not supporting a woman. Shame on you.
There is a special place
in hell.
What are
you trying to regress back into the 50s, 40s when we had no rights?
There is a special there is a special place in hell for women who don't support women.
Do I think that we should take away voting rights for women? I mean, is that as far as she's going to go and say?
Or as they say in North Korea. Oh, I've seen damn it, it did that again. Did that again. I hate
we lost our broadcasting.
Yeah, we lost that. They've cut friends. The commercial over there. Yeah, I know Sanders supporters who are upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, who are you, Madeleine Albright, to say that one Democratic candidate is more valuable than another Democratic candidate?
Because of gender.
Because of gender, exactly. And that tells you volumes about what Hillary Clinton thinks about the American people. All I have to do is boil it down to gender, and all the women will come vote for me. I'm a woman. Oh, look, there's a woman. We have to vote for the woman. And in spite of all of her intelligence, to think that way betrays a deeply rooted cynicism and a deeply rooted paranoia.
To the extent
that has been a hallmark of Hillary Clinton throughout her career.
Now, to the extent that I believe Hillary Clinton knew verbatim that Madeleine Albright would come out and say, you're all going to hell if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton. No, but that placement of her at this rally was timed and perfect. You have the first female Secretary of State. Look at all the progress we've been making as women. You understood what the message was going to be. Stand with the women. Women, we gotta stand together and raise her to the top.
But I think, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, because I'm not a woman, and it's not my place to speak for women or what women think or what women feel, but what I see in young women today is an understanding that all of these things are possible. Whereas when I was growing up, the idea that you'd have a woman president was still something that everybody laughed about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, whoa, woman president, that's never going to happen. It's understood today that, yeah, that's going to happen. And it's understood that women can be CEOs and women can do anything that they want. So that old saw of, hey, let's have the first woman president, if the candidate isn't right, isn't going to motivate women to vote for that candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
No.
Am I off on this?
You're absolutely right. I mean, we've moved so far in our generation where we do believe that. Where I believe that I could be a CEO, I could be president. Maybe I should run. But you know, when you have something like this, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, because understanding that, no, we shouldn't stick together just because we are women. That's not where we get to where we go. I don't become a CEO of a company because everybody below me voted me to that position. You don't become president of your class as a girl because all the girls voted for you. Maybe some of the guys liked you. They, you know. You have to do it on merit and you have to do it on ability.
Whoa. Now that's crazy talk. That's crazy talk.
You mean you have to become president on, you know, experience and what you are going to give to the country as a president? That's so strange.
I'll give the North Koreans the last word on this.
That's
what the North Koreans have to say. I think Hatay is Hillary.
Hillary.
Is that the North Koreans saying vote for Hillary?
And if you actually go on our Facebook page, I posted a picture of a rally from yesterday. And if you look on the bottom row of that rally, there is multiple t-shirts that have been changed to say, settle for Hillary.
Can I tell you what? One of the things really, that drives me nuts really about great. Hillary is every time she walks out to a podium, she does this thing where it looks like she's pointing at someone and smiling as if she's just
the wink, the like awkward.
Yeah, the point and the big smile, wink. Like she's just seen like her dearest friend in the world that she hasn't seen for 30 years. Every single time she goes out to a podium, watch for it. You will see it. It is the fakest thing in the world. And I wish somebody would like take that shot Every time, do a compilation of her doing that, and then you cut away, and it's like Spider-Man is in the room, you know, or the Incredible Hulk.
I want just multiple clips of that, and then your sinister Satan voice saying,
"Yeah, there's a special place in hell for women who don't support women."
And then pointing to her,
hell.
Cut to Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Paid for you by the sponsors of Hillary Clinton.
617-627-3800. It is The Big Picture. Don't forget to find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/BigPictureWMFO. Get over there. Fun things happen there. You get two news and a why every single day, which are the only three stories you will ever need to read that day. You will get the podcast when that's available. Lisa posts stuff. I post stuff. Goofy little fun things. We're not going to bombard you with stuff. We do like a post or two a day. That's it. It's not like certain people at this radio station I could name who have been defriended because I got 20 freaking alerts from their group over the course of 2 days. And after seeing that name pop up for the 20th time, I was like, that's it. I'm done. I know better than that.
Cut ties.
Yeah.
We haven't lost anybody, so that's good.
No. And I think Thursdays is just like two truths and a lie, or two news and a why, because we're both too hungover to do anything else. On Tell Mikey D will be coming your way at 9 o'clock tonight. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. When we come back, it will be what's hot, our favorite things from the past week, and that's the thing that happened, the strangest stories from the past week, right here on WMFO Medford.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's gonna do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
WMFO 91.5. Medford, this is The Big Picture. Derek Gary, Lisa Nichols here with you for a bit while longer till 9 o'clock, and it's time for What's Hot, our favorite news story from this week. Now, as we've been saying, we're in political fatigue. You want a kind of fun story regarding New Hampshire primaries? Go to bostonmagazine.com. They put out an article. It is 13 mini stories from New Hampshire primaries. And it's fun stuff. One of the topics was the worst thing handed out by a candidate. And I actually have this in my possession.
Oh, dear.
In my purse. That would be a pocket-sized constitution handed out at a Second Amendment gun rally by yours truly, my favorite, Ted Cruz.
Just like the ones those guys in that wildlife preserve in Oklahoma have.
Now, what was the worst thing handed out by a super PAC? That would be the 50-minute-long DVD copy of Citizen Carl, the story of Carly Fiorina.
Oh, God.
And if you ever wanted to know what it's like to attend a Super Bowl party with Marco Rubio, there are stories in there. There is conversations that go on in the diners, and it's a really, really fun article to check out. So, you know, if you want a different perspective of the political aspect of it, take a look. bostonmagazine.com.
That's cool. I may dig into that. Valentine's Day is Sunday, kids. Let's not forget this. Guys, you want to score some points? I brought this up a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to bring it in again. Touche chocolates from Switzerland. The best on the planet. Okay? She deserves that. She puts up with your crap. So go to 230 Newberry Street, Boston, Mass. Get yourself some of these chocolates. Shell out the bucks for them. They are fantastic. ToucheBoston.com, TEUSCHER, Boston.com, ToucheBoston.com. Go check that stuff out. The other good news this week, Lisa, did you know that you can now sing Happy Birthday to You again? It is free.
Really?
Who is this? The United States District Court in Los Angeles has told Warner Brothers Music that they can no longer charge royalties for Happy Birthday to You.
That's right. We talked about that last year on the show.
They had a rule in place that said anybody who performs this publicly, you got to pay us royalties. So when you go to the chain restaurant that does, you know, get a half-price steak on your birthday, everybody comes over, they're like, happy, 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 happy birthday. Instead of singing happy birthday to you, now they can sing it. And they also have to return $4.6 million in royalties that they collected for charging people to use this. It was a bunch, it was mostly film industry people who were on them about it, and they're like, we're sick and tired of paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to license what is a public domain song.
Yeah, it's something you don't think about it in the movies, you know, when there's a birthday and you're singing happy birthday, they had to pay for that.
Right. And the other thing that the Los Angeles District Court said is it is a public domain song. No one owns Happy Birthday anymore. It belongs to all of us. Sing it proudly at your next family birthday gathering.
And as we end the show every week, it's time for That's a Thing That Happened, the craziest news story from this week. Mississippi, pretty close to Florida. At least 350 jury summons went out in Jackson County, Mississippi, instructed potential jurors to call a sex hotline instead of the courthouse to find out if they had to show up for jury duty on Monday, February 1st, according to GulfLive.com.
Oh, dear.
The summons, which went out 3 weeks ago, provided two phone numbers to call on Sunday night for instructions on whether to show up for jury duty the next morning. One number connected calls to a voicemail that did not provide instructions. The second number, an 800 number, was for a sex line, according to the website. On the phone, also, it was instructed to press 1 for a hot girl, 2 for a hot guy. The numbers each included one incorrect digit. In the case of the 800 number, the last four digits should have been 3044. Instead, they were printed as 3244, which connected callers to the phone sex line. Jackson County Circuit Clerk Randy Carney said the summons had been not printed in-house, but rather by a private contractor, the website reported. They are looking into if this was on purpose and who did it. So, yeah, that, I mean, you get upset when you get a jury duty notice.
That would actually make me show up for jury duty.
Yeah, wondering what is on the other side. Is that the new way that they're getting people to go into jury duty?
That's what I'm thinking. It's like you get to serve on a jury and you get a happy ending.
Hmm.
You know, it's like, works for me. Hmm. I might actually show up. Yeah, I was thinking of doing this, but then I heard there were going to be hot girls there. It's kind of like...
You're I want to be in courtroom number one.
It's like a woman going to a Bernie Sanders rally.
Why did I get charged $15.99 a minute for jury duty? So strange.
Florida. 23-year-old Joshua James saw an alligator on the side of the road.
Yes.
Rather than calling animal control or running away, he lured it into his truck. He then drove to a nearby Wendy's where his friend worked, ordered and received a drink at the drive-thru, then tossed the 3-foot reptile through the drive-thru window. Joshua's understandably proud mother, Linda, referred to the incident as, quote, a stupid prank, end quote. The alligator was released back into the wild, hopefully with a plate of bacon cheddar fries for its trouble. I'm just trying to picture driving around Florida with an alligator in your passenger seat.
Was his mouth tied up?
I don't know. I didn't see the pictures of it, but it must
Florida,
have been.
Florida never ever ceases to amaze us on this show.
Who's grabbing an alligator with its mouth free and throwing it through a drive-thru window? Well, people in Florida.
And that's the thing that happened.
In Florida, we call that Saturday. No, that's really what that's all about. That is pretty much what we've got for this week. Next week, Lisa will not be here.
I know.
I will be very sad. but we will have, you'll either get 2 hours of me, which you don't want, or we will find someone to come in and co-host the program with me.
Mm.
Maybe Brian Joyce will be in town. Maybe Shay Spillane will fly in from Tarzana. With more of her spurious thing that happened stories. But we will be on the air next week. And then in 2 weeks, it's the big one. It is our annual Oscars prediction show. You really want to listen to Lisa and I. I think I won by one last year. Was that it?
We're doing it a little bit different this year.
But just to go back to last year, I won it by one.
But
and we were both.
But Derek, the year before, I want it.
I know. And then there was a year that we tied.
Yes.
And it's like, in none of these years have we been off by more than one or two.
But we actually tied this year. Or the past 2 years, we've tied. And we only determine the winner based on who chose Best Picture.
Right. So we've been in the 20s in terms of getting the number of categories right.
We're pretty good.
So our track record's pretty good. You get a good chance to win your Oscar pool. I'll tell you who's not coming in next week. And that would be PJ Weston, because I sent him, because we have the new website,
mm-hmm.
or the Facebook page, facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. Sent him an invite, doesn't like the page.
Shameful.
It's like,
and he's a guest.
You're on the show. Like the page for the show. So the next time that he's like, hanging at the tavern, and he's like, hey, we're going to be on the show again. How about you like the Facebook page for a start, PJ? That would be a step in the right direction. Anyway, that's pretty much what we got for you this week.